You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech is the question of whether Donald Trump is going to ban TikTok in the United States, or more specifically, whether Trump would put TikTok on the entities list, making it very hard for TikTok or its parent company, ByteDance, to do business in this country. My colleague Louise Matsakis has a very good piece about the security elements of this debate. Is TikTok a real security risk? Is it more of a security risk than other entities that have not been banned? Her conclusion is that really there's not a lot of justification for banning TikTok if you look at it just through principled questions about security. I feel like, though, that may only be part of the debate, and there may be a bunch of cynical reasons why TikTok could get banned. In fact, I can think of three. First, toughness on China is one of a very small number of issues where Donald Trump is polling better than Joe Biden. And so anytime Trump can make a conversation about China and being tough on China, it looks good for him. It takes us away from the issues where he polls worse than Biden. So a political advisor to Trump may say, and in fact many will say between now and November, do things that are tough on China. This would be one of them. Secondly, TikTok may have played a role in the very low turnout at a Trump rally in Tulsa about a month ago. Remember, there were K-pop stars on TikTok who pretended that they were going to go to the event and then didn't go. I mean, all kinds of shenanigans that basically made it look like there was going to be a mass turnout, and then there wasn't. Trump is somebody who remembers things like that. In fact, Brad Parscale, his campaign manager, who was largely blamed for that debacle, was just forced out of his job. So you can imagine that playing a role. And the most cynical approach would be that the company with which Trump has been closest to, or the tech platform, is Facebook. And banning TikTok would be a huge benefit to Facebook because they, through Instagram, will have a TikTok competitor that would really benefit if there wasn't any TikTok. So my hope is that the debate about TikTok gets determined on national security grounds, fully rational decision-making led by OSTP and very smart people in the White House who think through some of these hard issues. My fear is that it becomes politicized. We might not be able to post. All right. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.